Lesson 14. The Chemistry of a Candle. "And now, Uncle," asked Harry, who was a favourite with the old gentleman, "can you tell me what you do when you put a candle out?" "Put an extinguisher on it, you young rogue, to be sure." "Oh, but I mean, you cut off its supply of oxygen," said Master Harry.
"Cut off its what?"
"He means something he heard at the Royal Institution," observed Mrs. Wilkinson. "He reads a great deal about chemistry, and he attended Professor Faraday's lectures there on the chemical history of a candle, and has been full of it ever since." "Now, you, sir," said Uncle Baggers, "come here to me, and tell me what you have to say about this chemical, eh? Or comical, which? This comical chemical history of a candle." "Harry, don't be troublesome to your uncle," said Mr. Wilkinson.
"Troublesome? Oh, not at all. I like to hear him."
"Let us get a wax candle then, Uncle. There's one on the mantel shelf. Let me light it." "Take care you don't burn your fingers or set anything on fire," said Mrs. Wilkinson. "Now, Uncle," commented Harry, having drawn his chair to the side of Mr. Baggers, "we have got our candle burning. Look down on the top of it, around the wick. See, it is a little cup full of melted wax. The heat of a flame has melted the wax just round the wick. The cold air keeps the outside of it hard so as to make the rim of it. The melted wax in the little cup goes up through the wick to be burned, just as the oil does in the wick of a lamp. What do you think makes it go up, Uncle?"
Why, the flame draws it up, doesn't it?"
"Not exactly, Uncle. It goes up through the tiny passages in the cotton wick, because very, very small channels, or pipes, or pores, have the power in themselves of sucking up liquids. What they do it by is called capillary attraction. Just as a sponge sucks up water, or a bit of lump sugar, the little drop of tea or coffee left behind in the bottom of a cup. Now, I'll blow the candle out, not to be in the dark, but to find out what it is. Look at the smoke rising from the wick. I'll hold a bit of lighted paper in the smoke, so as not to touch the wick. But see, for all that, the candle lights again. So, this shows that the melted wax sucked up through the wick is turned into vapour, and the vapour burns. The heat of the burning vapour keeps on melting more wax, and that is sucked up too within the flame, and turned into vapour and burned, and so on, till the wax is all used up and the candle is gone. So the flame, Uncle, you see, is the last of a candle, and the candle seems to go through the flame into nothing, although it doesn't, but goes into several things. And isn't it curious, as Professor Faraday said, that the candle should look so splendid and glorious in going away?